The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, the Walmart version of Fred Durst. Alongside me, as usual, we have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph.
Scotty, I'd like you to do something for me.
What's that?
Take that introduction and shove it up your ass.
Okay. No, I'm not going to.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Fucking lazy ass.
Yeah. You can't tell me what to do.
I can. You don't have to do it, but I can.
That's true. All right. Yeah, it's fine.
It's America, motherfucker. Yeah. Freedom of speech.
Okay. Also, another excellent stand-up comedian. We like to call him the Wreck, Mr. Derek Alders.
I would love to bury you alive.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why not just kill me first?
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear you suffer.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
That's what my therapist says. We're working some stuff out.
Oh,
I don't know if you'd be on board, but I brought a shovel.
Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
It's probably going to take a while because I don't have a lot of endurance.
Oh, yeah.
So
that makes perfect sense.
You might want to take your vacation.
Okay. Welcome in, guys, to another great episode. This is a comedy podcast. We like to make inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and also inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. Also, this is an adult podcast where we like to, use foul language and make loud noises. So if that's not your thing, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you and goodbye. Last but not least, if jokes offend you, you're doing it wrong. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff on the docket today, right there, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Oh, great. Love your enthusiasm.
Maybe if you'd stop saying that shit.
What?
Calling it a docket. It's a fucking list. It's something you printed out probably on company paper.
100% I did.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
They don't know.
You're a fucking scofflaw, Scotty.
They didn't know.
You're a criminal. You're
send them a text.
I don't do that right now. I know your boss.
You're the printer paper bandit.
That's me. That's my new nickname.
You are the world's worst criminal.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
Thanks there, buddy. I appreciate it. We do. We got a lot of stuff on the episode today to go over. We had a lot.
Does pussy have two S's or three?
Three.
Okay, I spelled it right there.
Yeah, it does if you're doing it right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, if it has two S's, you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do have a lot of stuff to go over. We've got some sports, overrated, underrated questions and preguntas, another draft, and yeah. But
draft like Vietnam?
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Okay.
They're going to take me.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. But before we get into the episode, we'd like to talk about what happened to us over the last week. So, Derek.
What?
What was your week recap? I can't even talk. Week.
Did you have a fucking stroke? What the hell happened?
Yeah, I did.
He'll tell you about it on his recap.
Yeah, that's right. I just ran a trip to the hospital.
I randomly couldn't feel the left side of my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be Bell's palsy. Let's find out.
It very well could.
I smelled toast.
Yeah. Oh, that's always good.
No, I... And
somebody's making toast.
Yeah. I had comedy shows all week. So Wednesday, I entered the funniest person in Wichita contest. Mm-hmm. First time in 5 years I've entered it.
Okay.
I did get through to the semifinals on November 17th.
Okay.
So, and then the finals are the 24th.
Wow.
So if I get through the semifinals, then I get to the finals, and then I get to lose in the finals again.
Oh.
But so I did that. And then hosted shows the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
One Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday for Patrick Melton and Andre Price.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're MCing for somebody, Jeremy, and they're a real dick.
Yeah.
I didn't have that this week.
Really?
They were actually pretty cool. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So it was a fun time.
Boy, I had that, not this last July, but the one before that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
These two fucking dicks.
Oh, I bet I know who it was.
Mm-hmm. God, it was awful.
I bet. Wow. I bet. So, I had shows, and I probably drank everything I made.
Nice.
But I had a fucking awesome time doing it.
It's not hard to do with MC Pay.
No, it's not. And then
that's my favorite rapper, by the way, MC Pay.
MC Pay?
MC Pay? Mm-hmm. He's all right.
I like MC Pay less. He's the one that raps absolutely on the shoe commercials.
MC Bogo?
Yeah. MC Voight.
Jesus Christ.
So, and then I started my new job today. Or not today, but this last week on Thursday I started it. And I'm working in the south side of town.
Yeah.
So leaving work today.
That's the upper class part of our town, just so you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was leaving work.
Those are the real high class trailer parks.
That's right.
Leaving work today, and I'm on my way home, and I'm driving, and I look to my right as I'm coming over these railroad tracks, and there is a guy in front of a business that is closed looking in the window with his shirt off. Just boxing. And I mean, he's fucking throwing some hard punch. That is a meth head I would not want to tangle with.
No.
But holy shit, was that entertaining. So I laughed for about 2 miles.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yep. And then I came home and took a dump. So
we've discussed the strength, the superhuman strength that meth heads have because of how fucked up they are, right?
I don't think that guy, maybe he wanted some, but I don't know if he knows I'm a warlock.
That's true. That's true. Hashtag callback.
I would have turned that business into a dragon.
You should have pulled in and just, wait, you want to fucking throw down? You want a piece of me?
I'll turn your can of beer into a glass bottle and beat you over the head with it.
The best thing that would have been, I wish I knew how to blow the fireball like bartenders do.
Yeah.
I just keep it like a bottle down there ready and then just pull in the fucking parking lot and be like, and just watch that guy take the fuck off.
You know, and he would probably recognize, there's no doubt he listens to this show. Yeah, that's our typical audience right there.
Main attraction right there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But anyways, no, it's a good week. That's a great week. It's not as good of a week as I had. I was on vacation, boys.
You're supposed to save it for when I'm burying you alive.
No, it's already gone. I already used it. I got plenty more, but that's okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Get the shovel!
Me and my wife decided to take a day trip to Kansas City, just one day. We just wanted to get away from everybody, turn my phone off.
Actually, I think your wife was leaving you. You weren't supposed to go.
Did you have to hide in the trunk?
No. No, she let me sit up front. But, yeah, she told me I couldn't put my seatbelt on, though. So, but anyways, yeah, we're heading up to
the train tracks.
Yeah, we went to Kansas City. I got to play top golf for the very first time.
Topless golf?
No.
That's the kind of golf I like to play.
It was kind of a cool experience. I've never been before.
I really figured you more for a bottom golf.
Nope, top golf's more my thing. I didn't really try to play the game. Like, they have games to where you kind of try to hit the golf balls and the actual targets, and that's how you score. I didn't give a fuck. I was trying to hit it over the back net. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay. So why go there? Why not just go hit golf balls somewhere?
Because those golf balls that they have in there actually have sensors in them, so you can actually see your flight path and see how far it goes. I mean, I put it off in that a couple of times, but I couldn't hit it over. It was a little disappointing. But yeah.
Golf's stupid.
Golf's awesome.
So, it takes, like, your trajectory and all that.
Yeah.
What would you do with that information if you had it?
Like, what do you mean?
What did that contribute to anything?
Well, first off, it was kind of...
As opposed to just going and hitting golf balls somewhere.
Well, the first thing was it actually was kind of hard to see the ball in the first place because of the backdrop was white. But you could kind of tell, like, your flight path, if you have a draw, if you're trying to fade, all kinds of stuff. It actually was kind of neat. It was a good experience. Sounds
like this place has the right idea.
Yeah.
Lighten things up a little.
I noticed underneath Top Golf, you have trains. Is that what else you did? Did somebody run a train on you, Scotty?
No, I did not. And I will get to that. I am angry about that, but I will get to that in a second. Oh,
he didn't like getting that train ran on him.
We went to, we also,
it was a human centipede.
Yeah. We also ended up going to Bristol, which is the best restaurant in Kansas City. That's our favorite. But we ended
up—that's not the best restaurant in Kansas
City. I think it is. Oh my god, it's amazing!
I don't even know what it is.
Seafood.
Yeah, it's seafood. It's good. But we went to the aquarium there in Kansas City
because that's what I think of when I think of Kansas City: ocean.
Yeah,
is that where they got the seafood?
Yeah, at Bristol. Yeah, that's where they got it. And then after that, we took some stops and did a little shopping and all that other stuff. And that was a lot of fun. And then
where'd you go? Crate and Barrel?
No.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Got some groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
They got wine there.
Yeah. No.
$4.
We ended up going home after that, and we made excellent time. Was able to hang out with my parents.
And I bet it wasn't Oklahoma City time. It was good time.
This is
a
great time. This is where it comes. Your parents ran a train on you.
No.
Oh.
No. Eventually the night was over. We were tired, exhausted, tired of being in the car. So we were on our way home. We had to go pick up the dogs at my mom's house. They were watching for us.
Dogs ran a train on you?
Shut up, Derek. We were getting
on Dr. Doolittle over here.
Shut up. We were getting ready to get onto the highway, and the way to do that, you have to go kind of through an area that has one set of train tracks, and it's active, and we knew that, but you can't really tell that there's a train that's coming until you're about, I don't know, maybe 100-150 yards away from it.
Yeah, because they're really quiet.
No, the red flashing lights actually is what's giving it away, dumbass. But anyways,
yeah, not that.
He's the dumbass.
Yeah. It's not that.
So we get.
I love how they have to do that all the way through town.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Anyways,
I wish you could hear it.
We get up to where the train actually is, and my wife looks over at me and goes, "Normally the trains that come through here are actually really small, so it probably is not that bad." Well, I was smart enough because there's a median that separates to where if you go too far, you can't turn around. This train, I shit you not, we were sitting and waiting for it to go past, no bullshit, 25 minutes, which I thought was against the fucking law, but apparently it's not.
Mm.
I thought that for the simple fact of like emergency vehicles or some shit like that. No, that's not an actual law.
Fuck your emergency.
Anyways,
this fucking cargo's got to come through.
The other thing is
hobos to transport.
In Wichita, I have actually had trains that were going through that you sit there and wait for, and then all of the sudden they fucking stop. So after sitting there for 25 minutes, this motherfucking train actually stopped, which luckily, again, I stayed behind.
I'm
gonna
be honest, this is my favorite train of all time.
Oh, fuck. I was so goddamn irritated.
This is exactly what I would do if I was driving that train.
Around the line of cars, because obviously it's blocking the entire intersection, so you can see how many. And I was trying to count them. There was over 65 cars that were lined up at that intersection going all the way back towards Coke.
Were any of them podcast listeners?
Probably.
Fuck those people if they weren't.
I did leave one thing out on my week recap.
Yeah.
I got to conduct a train.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Fuck you. I fucking hate trains now. Absolutely hate them. But that was my week.
Dude, there's something about a train that's magic.
Now what's going to happen? You're going to have people run a bus on you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or just over me.
Sounds like somebody's never seen the Dukes of Hazzard. That's how you handle that problem.
Or played Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, I think, okay, I've contacted the people at Guinness.
Ooh.
And so I'm waiting for a response, but I may have had the most uneventful week of all time.
No way.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
You did something with wood?
No.
What the fuck?
No, I planted some grass seed.
Did you watch it grow?
Yeah. You know how sometimes you'll like wind up like using a ladder, you get up on the roof and you'll go up there and like eat sugar-free Jello? I didn't even do that.
No.
We all do it, Scotty. Oh,
man. Sounds like a great time.
The closest thing to anything eventful that I did was, let's see, when was it? Thursday. The company that comes and aerates my lawn, or comes in and does the weed control, they came and aerated my lawn. And when they do that, it pokes little holes in the ground and it pulls dirt up, and they look like little dog turds. And so I freaked the fuck out when I got home thinking, fuck, what happened to my goddamn dog? What the hell did he eat? Because it looked like my lawn was covered in little poops. But not to worry. With the woodworking, I have a project coming up I need to go buy some wood for, and I'm going to get out the old woodworking tools, and I will be doing it. I will, I'm going to be building a box to bury you alive in.
Gopher wood?
Yes.
No, it won't be gopher wood. It'll probably go with a pine or...
Okay.
Maybe...
Why even get wood? Why not just a cardboard box?
I want to make sure you can't get out. You can't nail cardboard shut.
That's true. That's true. But here's another fun fact. This is what you do. Whenever you kill somebody, you bury them 10 feet down.
What part of buried alive?
I know. I'm just letting the listeners know. This is important. If you kill somebody, you need to hide the body. You actually dig 10 feet down, put the body there, and then put more dirt on top, about 6 to 4 feet. And that's, you put a dead animal there and then bury it back up. Then they won't even try to go any further down.
Yeah, cops will never see around that.
No, and, just saying.
As Norm MacDonald said, anytime somebody ever goes missing, they always find them in the same place, a shallow grave.
Yep, that's a good one of his that we've had on this show before. That's it. That's all you did. That's really all you did.
No, I really felt like hell all weekend. No, it really wasn't a good weekend for me.
No fights at Lowe's.
I didn't even go to Lowe's, you dude. Didn't... It was such a fucking uneventful weekend. I played a PlayStation 4 game on my PlayStation 5. So, you know, I'm a fucking rebel that way.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, I looked at some Facebook.
I just heard panties drop.
Yeah. Probably that guy who was shadow boxing in the window.
Yep.
If taking my shirt off wasn't enough, take this, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I did do one other thing.
God damn it. Thing. We were on my
way. He shadow boxed on the south side of town.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Scotty. What have you got? What's so fucking important that you had to interrupt my week?
Speaking of video games, I got the new Far Cry. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Didn't we talk about this last week?
No, I did not. I was going to, but I forgot to say it. But it's that important.
No, it's not.
I've literally only been able to play like 15 minutes. It sucks. Okay, go ahead and finish up your week there, Jeremy.
And that was my week.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, before we get on to all of the sport analysis, the expert analysis of the sports, we got to talk about our, guys that pay us to talk about them, you know?
Sure.
No one out pizzas the hut.
No, not those guys. That's it's Carrabba's, remember?
Huh?
Yeah.
We picked up a new sponsor.
No, we got Manscaped.com. Manscaped makes amazing products to help, keep your area nice and clean.
It's .com or .gov?
Gov.
Gov? Okay. Yeah, Manscaped.gov.
It's its own country now.
When you say your area, you talking about your balls?
I'm talking about my balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it do? Does it aerate? Does it leave little dog poops everywhere?
No, it doesn't. It literally mows the lawn.
I think that should be their next thing that they make, the aerator. And where it pokes little holes in your skin and rips out chunks of it and just leaves them everywhere. So, Manscaped, if you're listening, that should be your new product.
No, they've got the Lawnmower 4.0 out, which is their, their Cadillac product, if you will. I learned that on the last show.
What if I just didn't want to mow my whole lawn and just wanted to shave like one ball?
Oh, dude, I've already tried putting designs in mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did...
wound up shaving everything smooth.
He's got a swastika in there.
No. I did the ludicrous. I got some braids in there.
You did that with shaver, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know anybody could shave braids in.
I let them go long. No. You end up having to actually braid it
yourself. Are you making this up? It sounds like you're making this up. This doesn't sound real at all.
Did you
that I put the logic together.
Did you do the Padawan braid yet?
No, I keep it smooth. Okay. I keep it... Come on. Yeah. You got to keep the nuts nice and slick so you can ice skate on them, baby.
I'm pretty sure there's rappers after Ludacris that had, like, you went way back.
Yeah.
I did the Ludacris.
The Ludacris or the Exhibit. I could have done the Exhibit.
In fact,
pimp your balls.
That's right.
If I may be so bold as to suggest this, Scotty, you need to stay the fuck up out of his business.
He will throw them bows.
Oh, that's true. He will.
Not afraid.
Oh, fuck.
He's going to roll out.
We just found Manscaped's new spokesperson Exhibit for Pimp My Balls.
Pimp My Balls?
Yes. Okay. That's great. I think that's awesome. But no, in all seriousness, they make a lot of products to keep you trimmed up and clean, nice and groomed, because that is more desirable than the other.
We're going to shave your balls. We're going to put in a fish tank and an Xbox.
Right down there. That's exactly right. But they also have other products. They have,
like what?
Oh, man, my favorite, the Weed Whacker.
Okay. What's that do, Scotty? Tell me.
That cleans your weed?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm. It helps you get rid of those really annoying
nose. Is this a drug thing? This sounds like drugs.
No.
Weed.
Oh, no.
What is this?
No.
Tell me about it.
They actually take care of all of your nose hairs. And I had some bad ones this week, and I hate my nose itching.
So it's going up your nose. Are you sure this isn't drugs?
Yes, I'm very positive.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. But they have other things, like Jeremy talks about the shears that comes in the
shears
kit.
Shears are great.
Yeah. And
I'm actually due for a trim up here.
Yep.
And I don't even have to make an appointment with an Asian or nothing.
You should.
I'm going to.
You're like, but I don't have to.
You're going to tell your wife, clip my nails.
That's right. Yeah. Do the manicure.
Oh, dude. You want to talk about somebody with a butterfly knife. Her with those fucking nail clippers.
Uh-huh. Nice.
I mean, it's pretty smooth.
That's a lot. That's a very good talent that she must have. That's good.
They can all do it.
But especially right now, I think one of the most important things that they have out there is the ball deodorant. That is amazing.
Humid season right now.
It is starting to get pretty humid, kind of moist down there, and you do not want to smell like Famunda. Because it's not Famunda, really. It's actually your ass.
I forgot to pack mine last week when we went to Oklahoma City.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. It was like a goddamn sauna in there. And my balls were a tropical jungle minus the hair.
Yeah, he was laying in the bed just airing them out. I'm like, dude, put that shit away.
It was bad. And then Derek tried to get away from it so hard that he just nailed his head against the wall. I'm not looking at it again.
I do have to say.
Mark Rebele forgot all the words to his songs.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I got to bring this back up because it's probably one of my favorite callbacks for us doing this ad, and it was Derek, and it was talking about how smooth he makes your balls, and he said, no, it was you. You said it. You could rub and make the sound.
Oh, yeah,
of
I can
glass.
Pull it tight and rub my finger on it, and it'll whistle like a wine glass.
That's yeah. Right. That's the best part ever. But you need the toner for that. That helps with that.
Sure,
that
slick it up.
That's and right. The tuner if you really want to get a good
that's
a
true.
Good hum.
Yep.
Speaking of wine glasses, it's like a fine Merlot.
Yeah?
The toner, yeah.
Awesome.
Pour yourself a glass. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say that on an official ad.
Yeah. But do check them out at manscaped.com. They do have excellent products. And
do you get a discount?
You get a discount. When you use the promo code SIDELINES, you get 20% off of your order and free shipping. That helps.
Free shipping?
That's right. That helps you out. That helps us out. That lets them know that, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, I got news for you, dickhead. That shipping comes by train.
Oh.
That's what held you up.
Those motherfuckers. Check them out. Manscaped.com. We appreciate you guys very much.
Boy, I'll tell you what. This guy that just stepped into pitch for the Dodgers, his name is Tony Gonsolin.
Mm-hmm.
If I have ever seen somebody whose name fits their appearance perfectly, it's that guy.
This dude looks...
He is a fucking... He looks like a Tony Gonsolin.
Yep.
If I had to just make up a name and I saw him sitting in the front row, I'd be like, what's your name? Tony Gonsolin?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'd be right.
Yeah, you would.
This dude looks like he literally drives a 1998 Econoline unmarked van.
I like how he's going with the old style pants. And the old style mustache, too.
And the old style haircut.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, he looks like he should have been pitching in 83.
He looks like kind of like Dennis Eckersley.
He looks like if the Italian mafia was in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah, he does. In fact, if I could, a little Kenny fucking Powers-ish. Yeah.
Not as good looking as Kenny Powers.
What do you guys prefer? You like the full length pants? You like the knee highs? What do you like?
The man ram pants, Manny Ramirez.
I like kind of
where they hook them on the fucking cleat,
yeah.
The back cleat.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
How does that not pull your pants down with every step?
It just doesn't.
I like the old style, the stirrups.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't. I kind of had mine
look
baggy.
Like riding pants, cropped at the knee.
I like wearing chaps whenever I play baseball. I think that's the best part.
Of course you do.
I know I do. No.
Swishing your ass around, hanging out at the fucking bathhouse, doing what you do.
It's breezy, man.
So sure
kinda,
it is.
Kind of breezy.
It's like, run a train on me, guys. Bitch no. Can't catch me.
Shut up.
Oh, Scotty no, hates trains.
No.
Is that why you hate trains so much?
No, that is not.
Somebody finally caught you?
Fuck. Shut up.
His nickname in high school was Caboose.
Really?
Yeah. Now it's Chappy.
Shit. Okay, moving on. Let's get on to some sports because I'm going to bring this up because this is the main event of this week. So I'm going to do it backwards. I'm going to do the most important thing that happened over this week, last week, first. You know what that was, Jeremy?
I don't care.
The WNBA Finals, baby.
Finals?
Finals. Okay. Finals. They said they had a record year. As far as average attendance, I looked up. It was a little over 2,000. That was the average attendance per game.
How's that the best? Because they used to average like 7,000.
I don't know. It said this year was a little over 2,000, which I was kind of impressed.
Well, you know, COVID.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. But in the NBA Finals game, the actual Finals game, I think it was game two. I don't know how they do this shit. Total attendance was over 13,000 people.
Wow. Total attendance.
Total just attendance.
For one game?
For one game.
Not for the whole fucking
No, no. This was like series. game two. And I said, there are 13,000 of those idiotic, dumb motherfuckers going to watch women play basketball.
I bet it was one of those deals where, like, if you order a medium pizza from Pizza Hut, you get four free WNBA tickets.
I agree with you 100%. They had, I think they said that almost or just over 500,000 total viewers. They
actually had to give the people... 20% of Sue Bird's salary?
Yeah,
right. To get him to show up.
That's right.
Can you imagine being a vendor there? You wouldn't even have to yell, just cold beer. Cold beer here.
You actually don't want to yell because then it'll echo throughout that empty fucking place.
Peanuts.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, shit, she's shooting free throws. Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Sorry, I didn't know you could hear me.
Yeah.
Honestly, they want him to pay more money for that.
No, it's awful.
But they don't need more money. All they do is either shoot hoops or munch box. That's all they do.
That's right.
Two of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
I can do without the hoops.
Yeah.
I like to shoot box and munch hoops.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good to me too, sure there, Derek.
I don't know what to say to that either, I'll be honest.
Oh, shit. Well, I wanted to brief.
That's what I'm going to say from now on. God, check her out. I'd shoot her box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd munch the shit out of that hoop.
That's okay. That's not good there, Derek. But anyways, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to some baseball. We got October baseball as we did last week. So now we are further along. And we are currently watching the Atlanta Braves.
Is that how it works? It progresses?
No, it goes. Sometimes it goes backwards.
I'd like to see that.
It's kind of a mystery.
I think we should work from just pick a champion and then work back the whole 162.
That's right. But no, we have. We're actually currently watching the Braves and the Dodgers play in L.A. They decided to start that game a little fucking early, so we're kind of at the end of it, but. Go Braves. Fuck the Dodgers.
I don't think they decided to start it early. I don't think they can do that.
I don't think there's... Maybe there isn't the other game tape place.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because otherwise, yes, that would be absolutely fucking retarded. Especially since they're in L.A. Like, for those fuckers, the game probably started at, like, noon.
Yeah, those fuckers are all homeless, jobless.
Yep, I know. But the
they're actors, right. So they've got nothing to do.
Right. But the other series, the Red Sox lead the Astros 2-1.
And the American League Cheater Series, the ALCS. No
shit. That's exactly right. I'm still pulling for the Sox, so.
My buddy went to that game yesterday.
They got a good fucking win out of it because the Red Sox absolutely shellacked the shit out of them yesterday. So, yeah,
you know Brian. I know Brian. He went to the game.
I know. You told me. I'm happy that he gets the chance that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, quote-unquote.
He put so many damn videos of being there.
I'm sure he did.
In fact, I'm going to add that into my week.
What's that?
Brian went to the game.
Yeah, that's right. But I wanted to bring this up about the game. The Houston Astros hitters have gone so cold. Jose Altuve is 1-for-11 in the series. Michael Brantley is 2-for-11, and Alex Bregman is 2-for-11 as well.
Well, they put the MLB put that shit like an electronic feel around, so they couldn't fucking.
Yeah, something's going.
It's a Faraday cage.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Astros ERA in the ALCS so far is 20.25. For those of you guys not huge baseball fans, that is fucking awful.
Say that statistic again.
20.25.
For what?
The ALCS. That is the ERA for the pitching staff. ERA. Yeah, okay. That's
what I wanted. The fucking category.
Yeah. For the Astros. That's because they've also, it's the first time in, a playoff series, that there have been three grand slams in this series.
That's the most, I believe, ever in the ALCS grand slam.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It's the very first time it's happened. So, absolutely crazy. But yeah, go Sox. Fuck
two of them in the park.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the baseball stuff. Now we get to get on to some football. I wanted to talk briefly about this because it's kind of a weird situation. I don't think I've ever seen this happen. I'm sure it has, but I've never seen it. In the NCAA, their Oklahoma Sooners, who is the team that I mainly watch, but had a starting quarterback who is a sophomore, Spencer Rattler, that was a starting quarterback coming out of the gate, goes into a Texas game and has a terrible fucking game and then gets pulled. I think, Jeremy, you said it was, what, 21-point lead?
I believe they were up by 21. Texas was up by 21 in the second half, even into the fourth quarter.
So they end up putting their number one recruit and overall number one player of last year that they recruited, and he is a absolutely amazing quarterback, comes in and actually brings the Sooners back and wins that game. Now, Spencer Rattler was also going to – was at least projected to be at least the top five of the NFL draft picks.
He was the preseason Heisman Trophy favorite.
Yes, that too. What happens now because they have now announced Caleb Williams to be their starting quarterback? What does that do to your career as a sophomore?
I believe Spencer Rattler really has to make some decisions because he can no longer get by on his looks.
Or his sweet-ass last name. Rattler.
For those who don't know, Spencer Rattler is black, but an albino, which are, and this is not racist, this is just fact, the weirdest looking fucking people ever.
It looks weird as fuck.
I'll tell you what, with a name like Spencer Rattler and that kind of look, you got a big future in porn.
Probably.
Or big wrestling.
Doesn't even have to change his name.
So what do you think, Jeremy? I know you're more of an NCAA football fan.
I'm the best NCAA fan.
So do you think that he should continue and try to go for the draft, or do you think that he needs to end up trying to transfer to another school?
Well, this is definitely going to hurt his draft status. Obviously, he's a very, very talented quarterback. He needs to get his head back right, but it doesn't sound like he's going to get his job back anytime soon. Which the NCAA has changed a lot with their transfer rules. And so, yeah, he's probably going to transfer at the end of the season, play another year, and ensure that he gets, number one overall draft pick, or at least top five draft pick, because I don't know. I mean, if you can't hold your starting job at the college level, how the fuck are you going to be able to do it at the NFL?
No, I completely agree. I think this is going to be one of those situations where it was like Baker Mayfield.
Then again, Matt Cassel did it.
Yeah. Well, Baker Mayfield kind of did it. I mean, he ended up doing the same thing, going to Texas Tech, transferring, going to Oklahoma. Yeah. That's where he went. So kind of a weird thing, but we had a very interesting week in the NFL. First things first, fuck you, Derek.
Oh, what is this here?
That's my $20, I bet you.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
Don't listen to me about fucking picking the Lions.
Yeah, one of those counterfeit markers?
You got one of them pens, Scotty?
No. It's not fake, Derek.
Mm. Well, go out and buy one. Here's $20.
Yeah. No shit. But yeah, so I lose my bet. The Lions, I guess I was extremely wrong.
They fell to shit.
They're bad. I am so unimpressed. And I don't know if I'm more unimpressed with their offense or their defense. Because they are.
Did you count that?
Sorry, that was the sound of my wallet closing.
Wow.
Did you count that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he'll short you.
I know he will. It looked like one of the corners was ripped just a little bit. Mm. I want that other part of the corner.
I don't have it.
Go fucking get it.
Fucking Welch.
Wherever you put it.
Welcher.
Mm-hmm. But no, what do you guys think? Do you think that the Lions win a game this year?
Oh, they'll win a game.
Yeah. I think they'll win a game, but you should look at their schedule. It sucks. There's only one opportunity for them to win, I think, within the next 4 weeks, and I think it's the Eagles, and I think they'll get beat by the Eagles.
Oh, probably.
So
there's always somebody who shits the bed.
They almost beat, Baltimore, and they almost beat...
That's true,
but... So they've had some close ones. It's not like they've been getting their ass blown out every fucking game. They'll get a couple. They'll get more than one win.
This last week, they sure as shit did.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting your ass blown out, do you think they should travel by train, Scotty?
No, I do not. I do not think that, Jeremy. That would be absolutely stupid. So here's the next couple of weeks for the Lions. They play at home, I believe, against the Rams. That's a loss. Then they play the Eagles.
They could win that game.
That's the only one I think they may have a shot in. Then they play the Steelers.
They could win that game.
Steelers, maybe. I don't know. They're getting a little bit better. The Browns, I don't think they could beat them. The Bears.
They could win that game.
The Bears?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, come on, man. Have a little bit more confidence. Then they have Minnesota, Denver.
They could beat Denver.
They could beat Denver.
Denver's one of the ones. Arizona, no way in fucking hell. Then they have Atlanta.
They could beat Atlanta.
Yep, Atlanta, and then Seattle.
They could beat them, too.
And Green Bay is
with them. They could trounce them.
You're a little bit optimistic, but no, I was extremely wrong. I had a little bit more faith in Jared Goffel, and I was fucking wrong. So there you go. That's that. Let's look. And we get to prove Jeremy wrong because the Jacksonville Jaguars came away with a fucking win, baby.
Sort of.
In London.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I don't know that they won that game so much as Atlanta lost it.
No, it was not. It was Miami.
Or Miami, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they I actually watched that game and still didn't know who fucking played it. That's how uninteresting it was. But that game, I'm going to say this, was the perfect depiction of my week.
Fucking boring?
Just fucking boring and nothing happening.
Oh, no. You missed the kick, man. Did you not see the field goal kick?
Yeah, I saw it.
It fucking was like 8 to 10 yards right of going in, and it curved around. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Where else are you going to see a field goal get kicked?
Woohoo! Yeah, you're fucking right.
It was like a fucking roller coaster ride.
What were you doing?
Like a roller coaster that just went straight. No ups and downs, no loop-de-loops, just like a train.
Like a fucking train. Goddamn trains. Let's see.
Isn't there another early game this coming week? Isn't there another game in England?
No, there's not one. There's not another game in London.
Maybe there ought to be.
No, there should be. I like having an early game. I think that's better.
You guys want to go play some football in England?
Yeah, we could.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's maybe. Go.
Might be able to do that.
Aaron Rodgers.
Dibs on nose guard.
Okay.
Go throw around the pigskin.
Yeah.
Shoot some puss.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Packers beat the Bears. How you doing there, Derek?
What?
Said Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beat the Bears.
Okay.
He screamed out, "I own you."
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an accurate statement.
What's frustrating to me is listening to Chicago radio, because I listen to a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And none of them are upset about it. Michael Wilbon.
Upset about what?
That's fucking bullshit.
What, that he said, "I own you"?
To screaming at a fan, "I fucking own you. I fucking own you all my life." Really, dude? Have some fucking class. I'll tell you what, if I'm...
Because I'm sure that fan had all kinds of class talking to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but she probably makes fucking $12 an hour. He makes millions of dollars.
That doesn't mean anything. I think it's just as shitty for somebody who doesn't make a lot of money to act like a prick just as much as it is.
If he said that to me, I'd have threw my fucking beard at his head. No shit, I would have. And I'll tell you right now, if I'm in that Bears locker room, next time when we play him in Lambeau, and mm-hmm. I know the Saints got in trouble for it, fucking roster bonus to whoever takes him out.
Oh, wow.
Damn. He's a selfish fucking prick. He always has been, especially the way he played these antics in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
And he didn't even throw for 200 yards, and you're going to championship belt that fucking shit? Fuck you, dude.
I love this attitude.
I do, too.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
You're mad at the wrong fucking people. There's a real, real easy way to shut him up. And that's beat him.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's the longest, oldest rivalry in the NFL. You don't think there's going to be some shit talking that happens? Of course there is.
Well, the NFC.
He came into your barn and whooped your ass.
The NFC Championship owns him.
Sure
so
it does.
All it's their true. Life, it owns him.
That's and, true. That's
and
okay.
You, I guess you root for those other teams then.
I always do.
Jump the fucking wagon.
Yeah. I root for them for one game. I got two favorite teams every week, the Bears and whoever plays the fucking Packers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand you don't like it, but nothing about that is unfactual. So. He pretty well does own you.
Well, yeah. And I don't know if you watched that fucking game, but there – and I don't like to fucking blame the officiating because it's. I think it's a cheap
bullshit.
Cop-out shit. I think it's cop-out.
It is, but
– but I actually watched that game, and Mario Edwards fucking I think it was a sack or he knocked him down and Rodgers is on his back and he's got his fucking, he's got a hold of Edwards' face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And the ref throws a flag on Edwards for fucking taunting when Edwards couldn't fucking lean up. because his fucks that they had, he had a hold of his face mask.
Right.
Wow. Their play clock was winding down. We're in field goal range. Justin Fields goes to call timeout, and they don't let him have the timeout. And three seconds later, the fucking play clock expires. Delay a game out of field goal range. That's fucking shady shit. There was a bullshit hold on the same penalty that Justin Fields got helmet-to-helmet hit, and those offset. And they look it back, and the announcers are like, I don't see where there's the hold there. So he gets those bullshit calls a lot. People bitch about Brady with it. He gets them just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah.
So.
I don't care for his man bun.
I fucking hate him all around as a person.
We know you do.
Yeah.
Basically, he literally.
Let's get him the aerator, because I would love to fucking.
Okay, yeah.
Just take out chunks of his nuts and spread them across my yard.
Mm-hmm. A lot
like
of people
salt in the earth.
A lot of people. Obviously, this is. I think this is his last year in Green Bay. I think they're talking about him going to.
I hope it's his last year. Period. I hope he gets fucking paralyzed.
No,
I fucking hate him.
Damn, that's just cruel. But no, I think they're talking about a good spot for him to land would be in Pittsburgh.
And he's the asshole.
Yeah, no joke.
He's a piece of shit.
But yeah, I guess Pittsburgh is kind of the favorite to end up getting him. So we'll see what happens. But I will. I have full and total confidence in saying that the Arizona Cardinals are the best team in the NFL.
I don't know. Them or the Bills.
When we get to real shit and horse shit, I don't know if we're going to do that or not. But
that's the right play Buffalo called.
The go for it?
Yes.
Oh, I 100%.
You're on the road. You go for the win.
100%. I totally agree. You go for the win. You don't want to go into overtime. You don't want to leave it up to a coin flip. There's a lot of things. Yes, you go for that play, and Josh Allen just slipped.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I had to get up early this morning, so I went to bed thinking that the Bills had this game well in hand.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
And nope.
Yep. Same here. Derrick Henry. Fuck, dude. Fuck.
It's the name.
That, no, because he spells it differently than you.
Yeah, but he means the same.
Okay. God damn it.
They spell my name that way at Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So okay. You don't think this has anything to do with the fact he's built like a fucking animal?
No, it's the name.
It's just the name.
Yeah, okay. Most Derricks are just God-given athletes, sure. Jeremy.
If you watch that game.
I forgot the way you munch hoop.
If you. Great. If you watch,
I think about going pro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You should.
You should.
Yeah,
you're not too late in life.
No.
Yeah, the
man,
PHML.
You can make the WNBA.
Yeah, you're in your prime, man.
Pro hoops munching league.
Anyway, if you watch that game, Derrick Henry, if you do not gang tackle him before he reaches the line of scrimmage, if he gets past like 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he only gets hit by one dude. At that point, he has gained so much speed that you have to make a life-changing decision of whether or not you want to stand in fucking front of him, because he will take you out.
Well, I mean, at that point, he's the size of a linebacker.
Yeah.
Easily, maybe even a little bigger. And so, yeah, if you get into the secondary, no fucking safety wants to take you heads up. I mean, they're going to try and take out your fucking legs, and they don't want to wrap him up because... It'd be like trying to fucking grab a hold of a rototiller.
Yeah.
You're not going to win that.
No.
You might lose a finger.
You might lose more than that. I'm seeing an open field tackle of him, and I'm like, oh, God, yeah. That's got to fucking hurt.
It can be done, but you better get a fucking head of steam.
No kidding. Oh, God, it's like Juggernaut. That's what he reminds me of. Is the super, what is it, X-Men?
The shitty villain from the second X-Men?
Yeah, that guy.
You know that guy beat the shit out of somebody at a bar for that? Was it Vinnie Jones is who played him?
Mm.
And somebody was like, hey, I remember you. Weren't you Juggernaut? And he beat the shit out of him because he's like, fuck, he hated that role.
Yeah, well, it's nothing like the comic book Juggernaut. The Juggernaut in the comic books is huge. He beat the Hulk once.
Mm. Wow, okay. Well, now we get to move on to some more NFL stuff, but we're going to do this with real shit or horse shit. This is Jeremy's new favorite segment. But the first one...
How many fucking new favorite segments do I have?
Every one of them.
All of them, Dan. All of them. They're all your favorites.
I haven't liked a one yet.
You made this one.
I like the one where you go away. That will be my favorite now.
That's
the
mine
one
too.
Where you're like, let me out of this box! That's the one that I will love.
Sure. Okay, first one for real shit or horse shit. The Detroit Lions are the worst team in the NFL.
Jeremy?
No, they're still better than the fucking Jaguars. They just won't play them.
Okay. I agree with you. This is horseshit. They do have good pieces. I think they are better than Miami and the Jaguars. The Jaguars are just a little bit better than Miami this week. So I think they're the third worst team in the NFL.
There's probably three teams that they could beat in the AFC East.
Yeah,
I'm going to say horseshit, and it's the Jets.
Oh, the Jets.
The Jets, I think, are the worst team in the NFL.
That's possible.
You're talking the J-E-T-S?
Yeah. Jets.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Made famous. I know. Mm-hmm. That's probably a good point. I think you're probably right about that. Okay, next one.
You know, they won a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Broadway Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a little while, I guess.
You know, if his name was Derek Namath, he'd have won 9.
Mm. Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the whole key.
Broadway Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit.
He doesn't munch hoop, though. Broadway Derek, no. Not at all.
Not when you wear a fur coat like that guy.
Yeah, he munches goalpost. Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking... All right. Real shit or horse shit. The Titans have figured it out after their win over the Buffalo Bills and will now be a relevant team again.
Horse shit.
Really?
Yeah, they were relevant last year. They were in the playoffs. I don't think that they've come from nowhere. I mean, they've been a good team for the last few years.
They've looked pretty shitty the last couple of weeks. That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people have kind of righted them off and said they're probably not going to be a playoff team. Then they, you know, I mean, it was at home. It was in Tennessee. But even though the Bills, as good as they are, they got a lucky one, I think. But I do think that they're going to be a little bit better than they've been. But this is horseshit.
Did you guys see that they really tried to rub that Music City Miracle in their fucking face, the first punt return?
No, I didn't.
Where they did a cross-field pass.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Had it not been... Okay, they were all cool with it, like celebrating that it worked when it was an obvious forward pass. I mean, really? I mean, it went 5 yards forward.
Wow.
It wasn't even close. But, yeah, had it been a straight lateral across, a good throw, it would have scored a touchdown.
Well, damn it.
Yeah, they're 4-2. The Titans are. They're going to win that division. They got the Colts, Texans, and Jaguars.
Texans look strong.
Texans are some good.
Big 1-5.
That's right.
You don't mess with Texas, man.
There's no way they don't win that division.
I don't know. I think the Colts may surprise you a little bit.
I think a lot of people expected more when they got Julio Jones, expected a more high-powered passing game out of him. But
what a fucking catch he had.
Yeah, it was all right. But he's not what he used to be.
Ooh, that game got tied.
And the quarterback is not great.
Ryan Tannehill's
okay.
He's better.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. I'll give you that. Okay.
They make cold calls like Matty Ice.
Uh-huh. Here's next one. Real shit or horse shit. After their win over the New England Patriots, the Dallas Cowboy fans are the most annoying fans on fucking earth.
Horse shit.
Really?
KU fans are the most annoying fans on earth.
Oh.
13 straight Big 12 championships. We just win the Big 12 all the time. It means the team's really, really good.
Damn it.
Rock chalk, man. Every time we play, chalk. You got to rock chalk them all, man. They're real good.
I get. All right. Derek, you
and nobody knows hoops like Derek.
I munch him.
you change
regular fucking Pac-Man with hoops.
You changed my mind. Holy shit! They are definitely. It is real shit if you're talking about NFL fans, like NFL team fans. Number one.
Nah, it's Packers. Most annoying.
No, they are not as bad as the fucking Dallas Cowboys fans. But
Cowboys fans don't wear cheese on their fucking head.
No, they're worse than wearing cheese. I understand the cheese for Wisconsin. I get it.
They're named after the meat packing industry.
Okay. All right. But yes, I agree with Derek. This is horseshit. KU fans are awful. Jeremy?
It's horseshit. They were the most annoying fans in all of sports long before their win over the Patriots. That did not fucking change with their win against the Patriots. It's not like they got more In fact, that maybe they're less annoying than they used to be in the fucking 90s. How about them Cowboys? Fuck you. You bought a fucking all-star team, you dick.
They kind of have one now. As much as I hate to say it, but the Cowboys are good. The only thing holding them back that I just have so much hope for to fuck it up is their goddamn head coach is awful. Fuck it up, Mike McCarthy.
And their general manager.
And their general manager as well. They can fuck it up.
And their fans and their uniforms and that stupid stadium. And
yep.
Everything about them. Really?
I agree.
Dodgers back in the lead.
Dodgers took the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, and I am angry they scored 4 runs.
Of course, by tomorrow, you'll all know that if you care.
That's true. All right. Real shit or horse shit? Kyler Murray is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
Horse shit.
Okay.
He's not better than either of them. He might be close to as good as them, but he's not better than either one of them.
He's definitely better than Lamar Jackson.
I don't know. Lamar Jackson can completely change the game around with the way he's the best runner on his team. He's the best passer on his team.
I know. I get it. I 100% get it. But Kyler Murray in this year especially I really struggle to say he's better than Mahomes, because Mahomes, unfortunately, the bad so far quote unquote bad season he's had has a lot to do with Tyreek Hill not being able to catch a fucking ball. And he keeps tipping the ball up, which then entails gets picked off.
Now, there's a few I've watched Mahomes. They were straight on him.
No, that's true. I'm not saying that.
He has thrown 8 interceptions this year. 4 of them have hit receivers perfectly in the hands or on the shoulder pads and have been tipped up for interceptions because guys who are paid to catch a ball can't catch a fucking ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bitter about it at all.
I know.
I just want you to know that. The thing is, I've moved past it.
But no, Patrick Mahomes all last season had 8 interceptions. He has 8 interceptions already this year. So at least as of right this second, I cannot say this is real shit because of Patrick Mahomes. I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. Jeremy?
It depends on your definition of better. I'm going to say it's bullshit because, no, he's not
horseshit.
He's not better. He will have – by the time you compare their careers, no, he will not have the career that either one of those two. However, he is – of the three of them, he is playing the best football right now.
Right now. I think you're right on there. And last one, fucking Stephen A. Smith. Real shit or horse shit, Stephen A. Smith, and I quote, he said this, if OBJ gets traded to the Green Bay Packers this season, they will go to the Super Bowl.
Horse shit, the NFC Championship owns Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's fucking horse shit just because it's horse shit.
All that game's inception, it's owned him.
Yeah, only once. Only once he made it through that there, Derek. But no, this is horse shit.
Well, he's lost 5 times to the Bears.
So. Yeah, that's fine. No, it is absolutely horseshit. They're going to run into a team out of the NFC East that is going to beat them.
Dallas?
I'm sorry, NFC West, I apologize. You're going to run into Los Angeles Rams. You're going to run into the Cardinals. There are lots and lots of teams out of the NFC that are better than the Green Bay Packers. No.
Yeah, they're in an ass division.
And if they get OBJ, who is injury prone and hasn't played worth a shit over the last 2 years, No.
If this was OBJ 5 years ago, I'd have said maybe.
Maybe.
But OBJ is no spring chicken anymore, and he's kind of been showing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a good team. Can't seem to get open.
He's on a decent team. I'm not going to say good team, but decent team.
I didn't fucking ask.
That's
okay. I'm going to check through my notes here, but I bet you I won't find a single place that says I asked your fucking opinion, Scotty. Keep your goddamn trap shut.
Well, that is your expert sports analysis for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun stuff, Jeremy. Your favorite stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear
the excitement in my voice.
I can hear it.
This is going to be as good as my week.
I know. All right. We get to move on to overrated or underrated. This is where we take random items and let you guys know what we think. If it's overrated or underrated, self-explanatory. If you can't figure it out, Derek will hit you on the head with a tack hammer. All right. First one, overrated or underrated, dancing.
Overrated?
Really?
Who wants to exercise drunk?
You said you had to be drunk. This is stone cold sober dancing, man.
Oh, way overrated. That's dancing without the confidence.
Come on, bro. I've seen you do TikTok dances, and you're pretty good at them.
All I can do is the WAP and that knees thing, and those are the only two you've seen me do.
Okay. I
did those in confidence.
Let me break it down to you. This is definitely underrated, and let me tell you why. That's how I got my wife. It's because I can dance. I taught her how to swing dance. I can.
And she taught you how to swing?
No. I can do
the upside down pineapple.
Mm-hmm. I can do the nay nay. I can do the sea walk. I can do all kinds of shit. You can't
fucking sea walk.
Can you whip?
I can't see. I can whip and nay nay.
You cannot.
I sure can.
Bullshit.
I'm a guy that's got rhythm. So,
Do it. Go fucking do it.
Sea walk somewhere right now. Right fucking now.
Go do it somewhere else.
I'll do it after the show. You don't got any fucking room back here. I mean, no, I see dancing.
Yeah, go somewhere underrated. Else and do it.
You want to get some
puss? I'll munch some hoop right now if you sea walk.
I was just getting ready to say, if you want to get some puss, learn how to fucking dance. It helps. Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's the only thing keeping me from just sailing on a sea of puss is that my dancing. That's, you know, the fact that I'm fucking 85 pounds overweight has nothing to do with it.
That's how you got that's how you got your wife. You were back there just doing the YMCA like a motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie,
that actually did have a little something to do with it. See? We met at a fucking bar dancing.
Told you.
But it was more, you know, the size of my fucking cock that did it. She kept tripping on it, stepping on it. She didn't step on my toes, just right on the cock.
No, I thought you were doing the YMCA, and she just got so excited.
Jeremy seems like a sprinkler guy.
Sprinkler? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can do the sprinkler.
Okay.
YMCA, how fucking old do you think I am? Jack off. Okay, you know what? Don't answer that.
The shopping cart.
Yeah. I was doing the that thing where you fucking grab your leg and move it back and forth. I was doing Running Man a lot.
Jump over your leg?
I could do that. Sure. Yeah. I could moonwalk.
Oh, there you go.
Can you sunwalk?
I can't. Mm-hmm. I will literally catch the sun on fire if I try. That's how hot my dance moves are. Uh-huh. However, I am going to go with overrated because it does piss me off. It doesn't matter how much he says it. I need to tell my boss, river dancing is not a part of my job description, motherfucker.
That's great.
I will pop, lock, and drop it. I'm not going to river dance anymore.
That's awesome. Okay, next one. Overrated or underrated? This is a fan question. This is from @Baxter_97. He wants to know, overrated or underrated food trucks?
Look at me. Underrated.
Yeah, baby.
Way underrated. My uncle has a food truck.
Does he really?
Yeah.
What kind?
Candy, and by truck, I mean van.
He would.
Yeah.
Is he
food.
Kids love it.
That's true.
Have you seen that TikTok video of the kid that's in the van and he's trying to lure adults into it?
Yes.
With candy.
Ah, that's so
It's fun. Like, what do you like? I like dogs. We got a whole bunch of dogs in the back. You should come have some candy.
And adults are like smiling, going, oh.
Yeah, he's like 8.
Yeah.
Then Chris Hansen's in the back. Have a seat.
It's fucking awesome.
So you like Tootsie Rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes Tootsie Rolls.
I'm gonna go out.
I love fucking Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie
Rolls are like the only chocolate thing that I like. Really,
I don't care for Tootsie Rolls.
You don't
anymore.
Like Denzel?
No. Shit.
Oh my god. That's hot chocolate. That's.
Oh shit. Anyway, I have not had anything bad off of a food truck, at least the ones that are here. I've had a Greek food truck. I've had tons of tacos. You mean
ass fucking?
No.
An ass fuck truck?
No. No, that's a train, Jeremy.
He got a food truck ran on him.
It's a fucking train. That's what we're going to call it.
Five guys just lined up and ate his ass.
God damn. Sure they did. Those good fucking food trucks. They
really munched too.
Fuck you guys.
They took a bite out of that basket. And it was a straight layup for him.
Oh, Jesus. No, food trucks.
You know, his nickname in high school was Picnic Basket.
Underrated. Moving on. Jeremy, go.
Well, last time that I was at a food truck was several weeks ago. I ordered a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Should be getting it any time now. The food from food trucks is always delicious, but why does it take so goddamn long to make anything? No. There was one from Burrito Express that I should sue them for false advertising. because there's nothing fucking express about what they did. It took all goddamn night for them to wrap some shit in a tortilla. But yeah. They took my money right away. There's no fucking reason why it should take that long. I realize they're in a mobile kitchen that doesn't have a whole lot of room.
That's right.
But there's a reason why people are lined up at these fucking things, and it's not because it's so good. Oh. It just, they're still waiting.
Oh, okay. All right. Next one. Excuse me. Overrated or underrated go-karts?
Overrated.
Really?
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. You can't sleep in a go-kart.
True.
Sleep in a car.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'd rather race a real car.
Okay.
And fucking ram people with a real car.
Oh. Target practice with that guy that was boxing in front of the window.
Absolutely. What am I going to do with a fucking go-kart?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I can't go to a Chiefs game with a go-kart. I'd still have two fans alive.
Oh, that's awful. That sucks.
That was mean.
Yeah, it was mean. Honestly, I just for the sole purpose of the guy that dressed up like Mario and in Mario Kart and was driving one around the airport throwing stuffed bananas out of the back of it at cars, under fucking rated. Go-karts are awesome.
You think it's fun to waste food? Okay.
Yeah. No, there's fake food.
There's starving people.
There's stuffed animals, Jeremy.
Those are fake people. They'll eat that.
There's starving stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And a claw machine in Africa. That's
fucking great. I should do that. Put like steaks and shit in one of those claw machines. And it's only a fucking quarter.
Oh, shit.
That fucking claw machine.
He's like, I had to work 3 weeks for that quarter. Yeah, this is steak.
I think it's going to get it this time.
Oh, no.
It's a hard sandwich. I want the sandwich. I want the sandwich.
Yeah. It's a fucking.
It does this one. It gets all the way to the prize thing, and it just stops.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
It's a fucking porterhouse. It's got that round bone in it. Just barely caught their thing, and it's hanging on. And gets right before the chute and just falls off.
It actually drops out of the wrapper, and then all that drops is the wrapper.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it is a real thing. Don't they have these with lobsters?
I think so.
Little crane machines? Maybe. Fucking pick them up?
Probably.
Probably in Maine.
Yeah. Something like that.
Sounds like something Maine would do.
Right. Yeah, that's maybe Delaware.
Nah, Delaware probably would too.
I think Delaware, they just manufacture lobster, don't they?
Yeah, probably.
You just walk around the corner, lobster.
Grow it.
Lobster.
Sure. It's your number one crop.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Jeremy?
Underrated, without a doubt. I don't know what it is about me that I drive a car all the fucking time. You would think it would not be any big deal for me. But any miniaturized version of a fucking car or a motorcycle that I can drive, whether it be a fucking go-kart, a golf cart, a fucking mini bike, a four-wheeler, whatever, I get fucking jazzed up.
Yeah, I know
when I drive them.
I know.
I really do. I mean, I know that my top speed is 15 miles an hour at best, but it just feels so fucking fun.
I know what it is. It's the wind in your hair.
I don't have hair, Scotty.
There's a shot.
Yeah, he's no. Manscaped.
On his head.
And as I think I've said it on this show before, but I have a rule at a go-kart track that I will not leave until I'm asked.
Yeah.
Is that guy wearing a fucking pearl necklace?
No.
Now somebody just jizzed on his chest.
I know. I'm pretty sure that fucking Marge Simpson's hitting.
It sure looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are the ones that Batman's mom was wearing.
Right. That is a fucking pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he's bringing them back.
Jesus Christ. They never left. I've seen lots of movies.
It's what is it? Jock Peterson?
It's fucking fake. Those are fake pearls.
Jock Peterson?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Turns out they were his grandmother's and she just died.
Yeah, and she just died. You cancer. Fucking... what's the word?
They're going to rip his shirt off if he hits a game-winning home run. He's going to have booby tassels on.
Yeah, I bet you they got fucking vibrating things in
them. Vibrating pearls.
Yeah. Okay.
They're actually
anal beads.
That's right where I was going.
All right. Next one. Overrated or underrated breakfast for dinner?
Overrated.
Okay.
I think breakfast for breakfast sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's not my answer.
Yeah. I don't. No, thanks. Give me a steak or some pizza.
Oh, my.
Or some hoop.
Okay, first of all, breakfast for dinner is totally fucking overrated. I totally understand it is a, you know, we as people and Americans or whatever, it's something that we've just made it at part of our culture to eat in the morning certain foods. But I'm not eating breakfast food for dinner. I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm not doing eggs, bacon, pancakes, or waffles or none of that shit after 10 o'clock. So, no, overrated. But it's good in the morning. Jeremy?
You're both fucking wrong. It's fucking great. Now, I wouldn't want to do it every day, but once every couple of weeks, oh, I fucking love it. It really is good shit. It's biscuits and gravy, a fucking waffle.
I could do biscuits and gravy.
Fuck yes.
I could do biscuits and the gravy.
I could do bacon and eggs. I could do an omelet.
No. No.
Yes, I can.
No, you're a psychopath.
I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking kill you. Well, if that's what it takes, if that's how you justify that, I will beat your fucking ass.
You've been talking about it all fucking night, Jeremy.
What, anyway, eggs or?
No, killing me.
No, I just learned a interesting fact here not too long ago. A guy named Edward Bernays, who was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, was taught by Freud that if you can get an idea in people's heads that they will, that they need something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of the one who put out, you know, you can basically drive people to do it. And he put out this notion that he's the one who started the idea that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Really? Even though it's complete bullshit.
I believe
it is not. But yeah, that basically the bacon industry thrived on the fact that people are like, yeah, we fucking need bacon and eggs in the morning.
Now bacon's in fucking everything.
Yep.
So
fuck Edward Bernays.
That's right. Any relation to like Bernays sauce?
I believe he's the guy who invented Bernays sauce.
Makes sense. Okay, last one. Overrated or underrated? Ride-on suitcases.
What are those?
Those are those motorized suitcases that people have at the airport.
Yeah, is this kind of like, you know, how you go on your roof and eat sugar-free Jell-O? You know, one of those kind of common things?
What'd you pack? A motor. I don't need any clothes. I just need a motor.
No shit. People have these and they fucking...
I can bring this on a fucking plane, but I can't bring my nail clippers. What the fuck?
No shit.
And you can't bring your nail gun. That's bullshit, too.
Yeah, that one probably not
good. I feel like this falls under the category of go-karts.
It could, I guess.
So you put the same thing twice, so it's underrated.
I think they're definitely underrated. Are you fucking kidding me? You could have a place to put your shit and ride around in a cart.
That's what we need, more commotion at the fucking airport.
Yeah. No, I think you need fucking racing at the goddamn airport. That's what I think. Fucking suitcase races. I'm in. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Derek.
Overrated. I've never even seen one.
Oh, God, they're cool. They look cool. Anyways.
I think that would be like... Your bag would be overweight before you even started packing shit in it.
No. You know what we need? No. We need racing at the airport. What do you think, Derek?
Go-karts.
Nah.
Aww. Nah.
Come on. I forgot you don't even like races at the airport.
Nah.
You freak out anytime some non-white comes on.
Yeah. That's Scotty.
That's right.
That's Scotty.
That's mean.
He wants to run him over with his fucking suitcase.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. But anyways, that is overrated or underrated. Again, if you guys have any suggestions for either overrated or underrated in questions, preguntas, you can put them in our TikTok channel. There's a Q&A section and you can make your suggestions. And if we like them, we'll go do it on the show and give you a shout out. So take advantage of that. But now questions or preguntas. I like this one. This is Jeremy's other favorite one. We'll move on to first question. Let's see.
I feel like you don't know what favorite means.
Nope, I have no idea. I've just been lying the entire time. God damn it, Dodgers win. Fuck. Okay, first question. Unusual things to be coin operated. Derek?
Fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Shit, the house is burning down, honey. Give me a quarter.
Yep.
I couldn't put it out. I didn't have any change.
I knew I shouldn't have given that homeless man money.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a couple for this, but the one that makes the most sense to me. It'd be unusual if, in order to get toilet paper when you're taking a shit, have to fucking put in some change. Can you imagine people not wiping their ass and going back to work?
Don't shit in my house.
There's a lot of places have pay toilets.
Pay what?
There's a lot of places have pay toilets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Oh, God, no. I can't believe that. And then my second answer was going to be soap dispensers.
I don't give a fuck if you believe it or not, Scotty.
I was going to say soap dispensers in the bathroom as well. It doesn't matter. Fucking a goddamn pandemic couldn't get a guy to wash his hands after he takes a piss. So it wasn't going to be anything.
Keep it clean down there.
Yeah.
You got that ball toner.
That's right. But those are my two. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Caskets.
What?
A casket.
How? Like,
you go to a funeral, you want to view the body, you got to put in a nickel. Pops up, you get 12 seconds.
What the fuck? And
it slams shut again. Next guy in line. I can't believe he's... Oh, God damn it, where's my quarters?
That's fucking terrible. All right.
It's like a parking meter.
Next one. Let's see. Okay. Unusual signs posted in the front window of a restaurant.
You're still banned, Cody.
Has a picture of him and everything.
Just a sign.
Oh, just a sign?
Okay. Yeah, and then you're like driving by and like, fuck, my name's Cody. Me?
Is it me?
What the fuck did Cody do?
Let's see. Mine. Okay. Let's see. Try the number one. Try it now. With exclamation points.
Okay.
Damn right.
All right.
There you go. Jeremy.
Farm fresh, cage free, all organic guinea pig.
What the fuck?
I'm hungry.
Guinea pork.
Guinea pork. Fuck. All right. Next.
Fresh hoops to munch on.
Can I get some of them onion hoops?
Yeah. You sure can if you want.
An onion hoop tower.
That's what I call it from now on. I'll take some of them onion hoops.
Or that bunion hoops. Just grating people's bottoms of their feet. Oh, deep frying them. Come on, Scotty. You know you want it.
No, I don't. I don't like this question. I don't like it.
Okay.
Can we do another one?
Nope.
Okay. This question is... The last thing Scotty thinks about before drifting off to sleep.
How he's going to buy a championship belt for falling asleep the fastest. And then when he wakes up, he's going to have to go get a trophy for having the world's largest wet dream.
Touche. Touche. That's true. I would do that.
You're like, fucking two trophies in one.
Two trophies on my desk. Fuck yeah. Okay, no. I'm going to go with Naked Derek. And then I'm going to wake up.
I knew that.
Ferociously from that nightmare. So I don't sleep.
With the world's second biggest wet dream. No. You're going to have to go buy a silver trophy.
I don't. They have those. They do have those.
I don't think it's going to be totally Naked Derek. I think he's going to be wearing a train conductor's hat.
With the bottom of him being a fucking centaur.
And I've got three twin or three triplets behind me. All me. Identical.
Oh, that's awful. Go ahead.
I think that's probably it.
Really? You think so?
Probably.
I hope I don't pee the bed again.
Fine.
I better pee now.
Yep. Okay.
In bed.
All right. Next one. Odd things to have written in icing on a cake.
You probably shouldn't eat this. And then a phone number for the gym.
That's good. I can get you that cake. I should get you that cake.
I'm going to eat it.
I can just imagine a 10-year-old kid going having a birthday party and his parents bring him in a cake that says, you're adopted.
Ooh, I got another one.
Okay.
Will work for food.
That's pretty good. Oh, shit.
I want that on a cake now.
Oh, I'm sure you'd fucking do. How about you there, Jeremy?
Oh, I think it's one you'd take to your neighbors that just says, I'm a registered sex offender.
That's awesome. That's your way of telling them.
Because sure. What are they going to do? Freak out when you brought them a fucking cake? It's ice cream cake, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, when a new neighbor moves in, you make them a new cake.
Oh, fuck. There goes Clyde with a cake again.
You cover it, so...
Yeah.
So they open it when they get in the house, and so you don't have to look them in the eye.
That's right.
That's how I'm going to do it from now on.
That's smart.
Just want to say welcome to the neighborhood. Make you a cake.
Oh, those are some cute kids.
Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm required by law to come up here and give you this cake.
Yeah, that should be. By the way, you got any kids?
Just so you know, I give out full candy bars on Halloween.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's awful. Okay.
Barely any razor blades.
Yep, that's right.
Your kids got any hoop?
Jesus Christ.
I teach basketball down at the rec center.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Last question. This is a fan question. This is at Irish_records. He wants to know, animals that did not make it into the song, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
All right.
Fuck. You got the face.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a racist parrot, E-I-E-I-O, with and a here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, Jesus. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Racist parrot. All right. Gonna have to edit that out.
Probably so.
Okay.
I would like that very much.
It's just be over one long beep. Okay.
Well, no, because you got here a beep, there a beep, okay. Everywhere a beep, beep.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. I went Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. On his farm, he had a lion, E-I-E-I-O, with a body here and a body there, there a body, there a body, everybody where. Old MacDonald had a farm.
All right.
That's mine.
You know, it's supposed to be the sounds they make, Scotty.
The sound of death, Jeremy. Roar. Yeah. The sound of death. Just death. That's it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
George Steele.
What the fuck?
No, he's the animal.
He is the animal.
Yeah.
He didn't make it in the song. No, he didn't. Oh, my. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Rob Schneider?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. Son of a bitch. Now you got to sing the song.
With a centaur here.
Everybody from the Delta House. They didn't make it in. It was fucking, even Otter.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Well, those are our questions and preguntas. Again, if you do have any suggestions, and if you're not already, follow us on TikTok at Laughing on the Sidelines. Also, follow us at, we are still on Facebook, facebook.com/laughingonthesidelinespodcast. And then I believe on Instagram, we are just at Laughing on the Sidelines. So thank you for doing that. All right, moving on to the draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Now we get to move on to our draft. Who won last week?
I believe that's me, but I forgot my trophy.
Fuck. You can get one of these if you would like to. They're
nice. Oh, no. I munch box, not pole.
No. That's so mean. But thank you very much for going to Facebook.com and voting for your favorite list. Derek won last week. I was the sandwich, so I get the middle picks this week. Jeremy took up the rear. So you get first pick of this week.
I did not take it up the rear.
You did take it up the rear.
I didn't get fucking trained.
You got trained. But anyways, this...
I got Amtrak'd.
Yeah, sure. So this week's draft is going to be our least favorite foods. Okay? Including condiments. You can do those. All right. Jeremy, you get first pick. Ooh, I gotta make my list here.
Well, you get second pick, so
I know I gotta do her. But this is how I don't fuck up the order, is all. Okay, Jeremy, what is your least favorite food?
Number one with a bullet.
God Don't take
it. I know it.
I know
green beans.
Oh, no, you didn't take it. Oh, you lose. You fucking lose. I can't believe you didn't take my pick. We hate this equally, and it will fucking give you a fucking coma.
I don't know how you can say I lost, though. It is my least favorite food.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. And I'm taking it. With my second pick, I am taking something that needs to be banned forever, and that is coconut.
It is a noxious weed.
Whoa. I can't believe that. Whew.
I'm honest about it, Scotty.
I am too, but I thought that that was your worst and my my least favorite 100%. Shocked me. Shocked me. Go ahead and go, Derek. You get a twofer.
Black olives.
Ooh, I like black
olives. Really? I fucking hate them.
Oh, man. Oh,
and you know,
black.
You know, my, you know my big one. Ranch.
Yeah, that's true. Ranch dressing.
I'm not going to win, but I don't give a fuck. Hey, if you give me those two things, you are going to wear them.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm kind of torn with this one. I really do hate them.
Make your fucking pick.
No.
Don't explain every one of them.
No. You gotta build up.
Here's the thing. I had this when I was 4 years old in a strain version.
You gotta
build up. And ever since that, my palate hasn't been able to quite take it. Now, there's many brands of this type of food, and it's grown in many different various regions. But, you know, I think with a wholehearted number two pick, which is the one after my number one, because as we all know, my number one is coconut. And they put coconut in candy, and I'm just not a big sweet guy, but I kind of like candy. But anyway, back to my story.
This is by far more interesting than Scotty has ever been with anything. I was actually kind of enjoying that. You ever thought about doing books on tape?
Thought about it.
Like to see it.
Okay.
Good. Or hear it, more to the point.
Mm. You done?
Oh, I thought you were done.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking onions.
Fuck you!
Yeah. The only thing is I like onion rings.
Hoops, Scotty. Onion hoops.
Onion hoops. I apologize. Onion hoops. So that means that... is that Jeremy? Yeah. You get two in a row, dude.
Green beans with cheese on them.
So cheese, then, is what you want, right?
No, I like cheese.
Everybody cheese makes everything better.
Fucking cheese.
Let's see. Well, fuck, you took onions. So I am going to go with strawberries.
Oh, really?
I fucking hate strawberries.
Oh.
You slut.
Wow.
Strawberries can bite my balls.
This is interesting here. Okay. And you get one more.
And here's the weird thing, because I got stories. Mm-hmm. We can all tell stories.
You should tell a story. I think it makes it more interesting.
I do like strawberry-flavored things.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
Strawberry milk, strawberry soda.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry ice cream without fucking strawberries in it.
But okay.
Fucking strawberry can suck my asshole.
Okay, that's fair.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with broccoli.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
It's weird that you thought that I needed you to understand that.
I'm just saying I agree with you on that one.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. All right.
The only thing I want you to agree with is that you should stop talking.
I'm going to go with mayonnaise. Mayo can go fuck itself.
Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. Derek.
I don't know if you'll let me take this one or not.
I'll try.
The veggie trays. Those where they give you like raw carrots, raw.
No, that's multiple. You got to pick one of those.
Okay. Fuck. Raw carrots.
Okay. Raw carrots. And if you want to take another thing on that thing,
cooked carrots.
I fucking hate carrots, dude.
I do too.
I like them raw, though.
Celery.
Okay.
Really? How can you be anything but indifferent to celery? it's like eating crunchy water.
I don't like it.
Okay. I mean, I don't like it. I don't hate it. It's just there.
Okay.
It's on the veggie tray.
So I suppose, that if I smell it, I will throw up, and that is canned tuna. I'm out. Derek, you get two.
No, I don't. Jeremy gets two.
I'm sorry, Jeremy gets two. See, this is why I have the list. I got to make the list. You get two, Jeremy.
Are you done with lists?
Yeah, I got a list. Okay. I got a list.
I first started making lists around Christmas time. You want to start
a list? I got a list. You want to read the list?
Nope.
See if any of your picks are in them?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just going to keep on talking just because
I started making the list around Christmas time whenever I was a boy.
See, it's a funny thing about lists. And people who don't know what lists are, that's where you take things and you organize them in a particular order.
And now Joe List, not to get sidetracked, fantastic comedian.
Yes, he is.
I said lisp.
I'm going to go top five most underrated comedians in the world, Joe List. He's maybe the funniest guy nobody ever heard of.
Okay. I said lisp, though. That's a lisp.
You don't like the gays. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Mark that down with the minorities.
Okay. What you got, Jeremy? You got two.
Ass.
ass is not a food.
Hoop. Can be.
Hoop.
Yeah.
Sound like an Arsenio show. Hoop, 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 hoop. Yes.
Walnuts.
Mm.
Fucking hate walnuts.
Love walnuts. They're on the wall. And they're nuts. And your last pick.
Coleslaw.
Fuck! You suck. Ugh. Slaw is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is mayonnaise, but on cabbage.
With bullshit vegetables.
It's got cabbage, carrots, and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Three of my fucking least favorite things.
Yep. I'm going to end my final pick, and I'm going to take raw tomatoes. Okay. That's it.
Derek's got one more, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't really need one. He's not going to win.
I'm going to go ahead, and I know I'm weird for not liking it, kind of like Jeremy with strawberries. I hate cherries. Cherry anything.
It's not, okay, cherry flavored or the actual raw cherries?
I hate cherry flavored more than I hate raw cherries.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I just, that's what I needed to clarify, because the cherry Jolly Rancher is fucking fire.
No, that's a different Jolly Rancher altogether.
Oh, that's a fire one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
That's a cinnamon Jolly Rancher one.
No, I'm with you on like the raw cherries and the cherry, like the fake cherries that I don't have a seed in it. Oh, fuck, no, I'm out.
You don't like a maraschino?
No.
Those are the only actual cherries that I'll eat. When I was in Las Vegas one time, I was with Matt and our friend Jamie. And there's this place. There's a few different locations all throughout Vegas, and I think they have them other places, but they are, it's called Fat Tuesdays, where they basically sell booze slushies. That's basic, you know, frozen drinks with booze in them. But they had maraschino cherries that had been soaking in Everclear.
Oh, fuck.
There's no cherry left in that when you eat it.
I'm sure.
That is pure Everclear. And it's so fucking weird because all logic would tell you as you're watching somebody eat it, just like, swallow it. Just get it over with. Your body will not let you. And so you just sit there holding it in your fucking mouth, just like, oh, God, because you don't want to be the one guy who pusses out.
All right.
And they had SpongeBob's, they called them, which was a fucking hunk of pineapple soaked in vodka.
Ooh, I'd love that.
I hate pineapple.
I love pineapple.
But if it's anything like these fucking cherries, you wouldn't ever know it was pineapple. It would just be fucking a different vessel to get vodka in your mouth.
Scotty likes pineapple because it makes my jizz taste good.
No. I believe Jamie actually fell on the ground because it was like so strong. But we kept ordering them. Just because they were like two for a dollar.
What the fuck are we watching?
Years ago, I had a buddy of mine that's where we were. I worked at a bar a long time ago. It was a bowling alley with the bar attached inside. And he told the cook he'd give him like $10 if he took his burger and dipped it in 151. And he did. Hmm. And he's like, well, here's your $10. And he said, dude, after that for like 3 days, he said all he tasted was 151. Because it's in that bread. The bread stuck to his teeth. And he's just like, oh, fuck. He said it was the worst decision he's ever made in his life.
And the fucking, yeah, it's the alcohol that Richard Pryor burned himself up with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sitting here captivated. What the fuck are we watching?
Wipeout, it looks like.
Oh, like the American version of the Japanese crazy deal?
It's sponsored by Charmin.
Okay, cool.
It's that kind of Wipeout.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is what we like to call, excuse me, the Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Latigos.
That's right, Scotty. You know, on April 2nd, 1979, that is one day right after April Fool's, a Soviet military research facility in Sverdlovsk.
Oh, come on. Right. You know this.
Sverdlovsk? I've never heard of this town. Sverdlovsk. Russia experienced a malfunction in their air filtration system. As a result of the malfunction, a very large plume of genetically altered anthrax spores were thrown up into the fucking air. It basically went into the town. It killed almost all of the local livestock population. And because them developing... biological warfare weapons, they kept this shit kind of under wraps. So we don't know the actual official death toll of people. We know for a fact at least 66, but it's speculated that probably thousands died from this. And now your child can recreate the magic of that moment using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos! Have some fun, comrades.
How would they create the anthrax, Jeremy? With Legos. Lego blocks.
Anthrax sold separately.
Listen, Scotty, that would involve developing weapons for biological warfare, and I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, that's fine.
Of course I know how to.
Sure.
I'm just not going to tell you.
You gotta
I'm not going to tell you. This is for children.
You got to use their imagination, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Right.
Fair enough.
It all starts with imagination.
That's right. Okay.
Lesson learned, kids.
Yep. All right. So, Jesus Christ, this week's shitty situation of the week is, would you rather inherit a racist parrot that you have to take care of, can't let it go, or would you have to bake a cake? A sex offender reveal cake for every new neighbor that moves on your block.
Hmm.
Shit. I got mine.
We already know you're racist. Go for it.
I'm taking the racist parrot.
Yeah,
we figured.
Yeah.
I'm taking the racist parrot. I'm locking it up in a cage, and I'm putting it in the fucking basement with all of the other kids.
Okay.
Okay? Never see the light of day.
Jeremy?
I am also going with the parrot, and it's not because, you know, I would have a problem telling people if I was a sex offender. I mean, maybe you got some sexy kids. I don't know.
oh, my God.
But the racist parrot, I feel like I can, even at old ages, can still be taught some new racist terms. And with an Asian in the house... we can really have some fun, but most of all, the idea of parting with cake is just fucking so painful to me. I don't think I could do it. I want that fucking cake, and I don't care what it says on it.
All right. Derek.
I'm going to go with cake, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, my God.
Our friend Ginger Crush lives in a neighborhood where on Halloween candy, he spends over $500.
Holy shit.
Kids from all around the city go to his street to trick or treat. I would never have to buy Halloween candy again. You're not allowed to turn your porch light on.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true.
I'll be goddamn.
I believe you're not allowed to turn your porch light on if you are a registered sex offender.
Oh, yeah.
Now, granted, you may not even be registered making this cake, but... I guarantee you, word's going to get around, you don't go to that house.
Is it because it brings bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want little guys getting bit by mosquitoes.
No. No way, dude. There's no way I could do that.
I would go with the cake.
I
don't like kids anyway. It just keeps them away more.
This is true, but they would think that you are, like, Like, what's worse? Let's say that somebody sees the parrot that's locked in my dungeon in you know, the studio down here. What would be worse? Openly telling people that you are basically a sex offender, or thinking that you're a racist?
Which one's worse? They're both fucking horrible.
They're fucking terrible.
But one involves cake.
The thing is that...
At least if you find out, like, God, that guy's a pervert, but fuck, he made me a cake.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
that
like
a nice gesture.
Instead of that guy, God, that guy's a racist piece of shit.
Yes. Mm. You have to pretend to be racist because they're going to hear it from your fucking bird because those things are loud.
Can I make a racist cake if I have the parrot?
And nobody's going to think you just got it that way.
No.
They're going to believe you taught it that.
Yeah. I got to go with the cake.
And parrots live like
60 years.
Jesus Christ.
Because, I mean, yes, while that will keep children off your block, we all know what Derek's sex crime really is. He munches hoop too good.
Yeah, just because you're on that list doesn't mean you're necessarily a child fucker.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay, that's actually a good point.
In fact, I'd like to take a minute to defend people on the registered sex offender list.
Actually, one guy had told me this story, I believe, at my previous job, at one of my previous jobs, not at the baseball stadium. But he said that one of his friends was on the list. Mm-hmm. And it was because he had sex when he was 18 and his girlfriend was 16.
I was just getting ready to bring that up.
And his parents were pissed.
Her parents were pissed. Right.
Because they found out they were having sex. They called the police. He got arrested for statutory rape. He's on the list. They're married now. So whenever he goes to a job interview, he actually carries a copy of the court case and everything so he can say, hey, look, here's the deal. This is what happened. We're married. So there are circumstances to that situation.
And I bet that fucker can bake his ass off by now.
That is true.
And that friend is Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Really? Is that true?
Oh, wow. Man, that's incredible.
Yeah.
No, I may be changing my answer here.
So I'm going with the cake.
I think I'm going with the cake too. Especially if you can say that that's the actual situation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't mean you're just a kid fucker.
No, it doesn't mean that. But goddamn pedophiles. I know. Worst human beings on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Pedophiles and Cardi B fans, two worst.
Two worst. That's top two right there. One are and they, two.
Are pedophiles that bad? Compared to Cardi B fans, yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Well, let's have some fucking.
I didn't say.
Yeah, you get a cake and it just says "WAP O'Krr" on the cake. You're like, we gotta fucking move.
Yeah,
that sure. Cake's going right in the fucking trash.
Yep. All right, guys. Well,
you know what it would be? Yeah. It'd be a fucking German chocolate cake with fucking coconut all over the top of it.
Oh, yes.
You cocksucker.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We sincerely do appreciate it. Do we have any shows coming up, Derek?
No, I just did four. So.
Did four? Okay.
Well, it's November 17th. I'll be in the semifinals.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to ask, how do you vote for other people for that?
You know? You do exactly what you've been doing, Scotty. Don't show up.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
It after this, it's going to be actual judges.
No, it's like there are a few judges.
Well,
and there's like six
alternates. Yeah,
six by applause, I think, and then 12 right. by judge.
Having been a judge in that contest, I can tell you that audience response is one of the categories you're supposed to rate mm-hmm. them on.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well,
so come out, root me on, and. Maybe Scotty will bake you a cake.
Yeah, maybe. Well, thank
and
you, guys.
Scotty hates cake.
I do hate cake.
Almost as much as he hates. Never mind.
Which, can I just say,
racist parents is what he was going to say.
I want to just say this, and I want to petition at least our local government, that the hatred of cake should be a sex offense.
Well,
you should
shit.
Have to go on the list.
I love Rice Krispie treats, though.
I don't give a fuck what you okay. like. I want you damn. On that list.
All right.
You
well,
look like
fine.
A fucking perv.
I don't. When's the last time you checked the list? He might be on it.
No, I'm not on it.
Well, you're on my shit list, motherfucker.
No, but I mean, how many of us? That's actually a good question. Did you ever have a girlfriend that was 2 years younger than you?
Yeah.
And slept with her when you were 18 and she was 16?
Did not do that.
Okay.
But I did have one that when I was 18 and she was When I was 18 and 17 and 18 and 16.
I had 18 and I had 18 and 16, but I never slept with her.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, guys.
That seemed like an important thing to put in the show.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Fun fact. But anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for help supporting the podcast. You do that by commenting, liking, and sharing our videos. It's been
fun having you on.
If you're a sex offender, call in next week.
No joke.
Somehow the internet is going to shut us down after this.
Let us know how you got on the list.
No, don't do that. But anyways, guys, keep doing what you're doing.
DM Scotty the photos of how you got on the list.
No, please don't.
Or at least a good likeness, a recreation maybe.
Yeah. No. And do that at his work email. No, that is Scotty.
Hey, yo, bro.
Have the pictures put on a cake and send it to Scotty.
At his work.
Oh, but shit. If you haven't followed us on all of our platforms, again, on YouTube, we're at Laughing on the Sidelines. It actually helps if you watch the videos. It's much more entertaining. And by the way, if you like our content, we can't put it all up on TikTok for shit like what's on this episode. So if you like us on TikTok, go and watch us watch the whole episode or listen to the whole episode on youtube.com/laughingonthesidelines or any podcast platform out there. Guys, thank you guys so very much. And if you like us, do us a favor. Tell your friends. But if you don't like us...
We hope you get ran over by an exercise bike.
Hashtag callback. If you don't like us...
Tell your enemies.
And until next time.
Huffy, America's first choice.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, asshole.
We will see you later. Take care.